It's Rosie on the house. Here with Mr. Tom Riley, a friend and certified Rosie remodeling contractor servicing the Prescott and Quad City areas, on the phone with us this morning talking about how to keep a job on schedule. Tom, just a little bit of history about renovations. Tell us your work history up in the that area, because I think it's particularly intriguing.
Oh, gosh. Well, I started when I first came to Arizona. I spent my first 5 years here working at a place called Arcosanti for Paolo Soleri, and then migrated to Prescott and opened up a extension of my dad's construction business up here, got my architectural license, and I've been designing things and building things in northern Arizona ever since. So that was back in the early 80s. And been doing a variety of different things up here as well. I've served the community in a variety of different functions from just about every organization you can think of, including the Prescott City Council and the Yavapai County Planning and Zoning Commission, things like that. And currently I just refer to myself as a recovering politician. And I'm not involved with any of those things anymore. Just doing with my Rotary Club and keeping on the business, just keeping paying attention to what's happening and in the remodeling industry here in the Prescott Quad City area.
Well, it's no secret that the area you specialize in building and remodeling is an area very rich in second homes, both for Arizonans in Phoenix and Tucson, but as well as for residents in California. And we're talking specifically today on giving homeowners tips on how to keep their project on schedule. How big a challenge is that? How much bigger of a challenge is it when you have an absentee homeowner? How do y'all accommodate that?
Well, in some respects, it's actually helpful because we're not trying to work around somebody living in the house. So it helps us do things a little bit quicker and in that regard. So from that standpoint, it's helpful. From the other standpoint of making sure that all the selections are done, the design work is completed, and we know exactly what we're going to do, sometimes that can be a little challenging because we'll have to have them go to places down in Phoenix, like, you know, maybe to go to Ferguson's or some other place down there, and, you know, they'll make some selections down in an area like that and then communicate that selection back up to us. So, you know, just having the hands-on that of making these different selections can often be a little bit of a challenge when people are remote.
But your co-construct kind of helps you in that arena. It's one advantage of that software program.
Yes, it does. And you know, when they go in and select things and they select them down in, you know, whether it be in Tucson or be in Phoenix or someplace down there, we just need to make sure that the communication is complete. They may tell us that they've chosen a, you know, XYZ sink faucet, and we just need to make sure that where they chose it from and that we can get it through our distributors or through the place that they chose it, and we just go from there. Those are the challenges that we sometimes have, is they select something from somebody that, you know, we don't do business with down there, and we have to start and find a different way of getting things up there, and challenging back and forth and driving back and forth sometimes can be a challenge as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all have that kind of challenge that I'm not experienced with at all, except for some of the rural construction we've done on just a onesie-twosie basis. But, you know, let's talk about what change orders can do to the schedule. I know remodeling is an emotional endeavor. People fall in love with the concept. I love your company's byline, is the home of your dreams could be right under your feet. And you paint this picture of what could be. They fall in love with it. They want it as quick as possible. You get there, you get started, and then other things come up, and now we're into the quagmire of change orders. How do you handle those?
Change orders. the way we handle change orders right now is, you know, something comes up, whether it be owner-generated or something that we've uncovered as we, you know, tear into things, which we try to do not very much. We try to make sure we go of our I's dotted and T's crossed. It'll usually come in and say, you know, I'd like to do this instead of that, and the homeowner will make that request, and we go through the process, not unlike we're starting that portion of the job all over again. We go through and make sure we got the design right. We make sure that the selections for whatever products we're going to use are going to be made correctly. And then once all that's done, we write it out in the construction modification form. And, you know, we write that out, price it, get them to sign it, we sign it, and then it becomes part of the job. That's ideally how it works. Sometimes it's one of those things you've got to do it and catch up with the paperwork later on. And we do that as well, though that's not the preferred solution.
I tell people all the time, now listen, before we go to the next step and sign the actual construction contract, you need to know that they're the three most expensive words in remodeling are while you're here.
Oh, we love those words.
Oh, look, while you're
that,
here.
That's great stuff.
But boy, it can sure lead to a lot of change orders. I beg my clients, please, let's think through all of the things you'd like to get done. We'll whittle it down to what your budget investment comfort level is, and we'll start there and we'll finish there. It'll be on time. It'll be on budget. You'll be happy. I'll be happy. And when you think of more things you want done, I can always come back. I'm visiting with Tom Riley of Renovations, the Rosie Certified Remodeling Contractor for Yavapai County. More when we get back.
Keep Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.